Good morning. Welcome to the FTS bet slip on Sunday, the 19th of January. It is championship weekend in the American football, and I have no bets. I can't see a bet points-wise. I can't see a bet on the spreads. Tennessee-Kansas could be anything. Kansas rack up points quickly and could run away with it, but Tennessee, as I said, a while back, we could be going all the way to the Super Bowl, and certainly last week Kansas were in trouble and got out of it. I don't think if they get in trouble against Tennessee, they will so easily. I do expect Kansas to win, but being at home, but I do think Tennessee can cause them problems, and if they can get their head in front, their defence may well help them hang on. I do expect the 49ers to win as well. I'm expecting a Kansas City, San Francisco Super Bowl. But the 7.5 is about right. There's no juice in that for me to have a bet. So I will watch those both with pleasure. And as I say, I'm expecting, I think the first game could be close. I think Tennessee, if there's a chance of an upset, I do think it'll be Tennessee against Kansas. I think the 49ers will be playing in the Super Bowl, but they are my team, and my teams do have a great habit of letting me down. But yeah, just to enjoy the games, and we'll see what we end up with for a Super Bowl bet. I will be in Vegas on that day, and I will do a podcast on the Super Bowl and also maybe some prop bets and all sorts for the big game, but nothing for the American football tonight. Remember, we have got the FTS podcast birthday still running. If anybody wants to enter, you can enter up until 8 o'clock tonight with the hashtag FTS bet slip birthday. It has to have that all in one word, hashtag FTS bet slip birthday. That's the only way I can find all the entries. The number of total points that there will be in the two games tonight, so all the points added together. So if one is 10-10, it's 20 points. If the other one's 20-20, that's 40 points. Gives us 60 points. So the total points across the two games. And then as a tiebreaker, which one of those four teams do you think will go on and win the Super Bowl? So you can put that as your tiebreaker. So that's the entries for that. As I say, 8 o'clock tonight, that will be the cutoff. Anybody who's entered, we'll see how it ends up, see who wins the Super Bowl, and then when I get back, I will be giving a fantastic, and it is a monumental monster prize for that, for this competition to celebrate a year of the podcast. None of the women came back at me yesterday. None of them came back with the old orange skin and the suitcases. They know I'm right. They know I'm right. They know I'm right. The old cricket-loving Geordie's wife apparently said I talk a load of nonsense, but she'll learn. She'll learn. Keep listening. Keep listening. You'll see everything I say makes perfect sense. Harry and Meghan yesterday, they were naffing off. Fair play to them. Why not? I cannot see what has been going on with the obsession with them. As I said the other day, Piers Morgan has just got something wrong with him. And who would want all that in their lives all the time? But of course, there has to be conspiracy theories. And what love me, nobody knows this woman at all, really. You've seen her in suits, maybe. And then you see her in the tabloids, and everybody's formed an opinion on her. And don't know her at all. Just what the fucking world we live in. I know nothing about her, so I've got no opinion on it. If that's the life they want to live, let them get on with it. What's the matter with you all? Fuck's sake, people. Honestly. Right. Escaped unscathed yesterday in the end. I had a bit of a trauma in the afternoon, I'm not going to lie. And then we got a late goal in Portugal. And then there was a little bit of in-play action at Belenenses last night. Was it Belenenses set your bell? Turned what was looking like a total bloodbath into about level. So it didn't end up too horrendous. Trading group, we had a bit of a trauma, but we'll get back on the horse today. Again, the Guimaraes game turned that into being a complete disaster. But there you go, it is what it is. And just for clarity, I'm going to do some stuff on odds, but when people say, oh, laying for big liability and that, it's the same as backing at short prices. So if somebody's putting up bets that are 1.1 and 1.12 and 1.15, that is exactly the same as laying at big prices. So don't, you know, at the contra prices. So don't think that it that it isn't. You know, if you're being given a bet at 1.14 for overs, it's the same as sort of laying unders at 7.8. So let's not pretend that it isn't. From just had some messages on that about big liabilities. It's no different there. And again, as I say with Gurdie, him laying £3,000 at those prices is no different to a £10 punter laying a tenner. It's just he doesn't mind the big liabilities. But the point really was that people saying, oh, big exposures, big liabilities, and these people are tipping up 1.14, 1.15 shots. So it's exactly the same thing, if not worse. In fact, I've done a check and mine are better, but there you go. That's for another day. Right, what have I got today, football-wise? It's actually not much popped up today. I was expecting it to be a bit busier, but it's a bit quietish today. I do think we will see some goals at Liverpool Man United. Liverpool favourites. Chrissy Spreadsheet's nap of the day was a Liverpool home win. Just got that about 4:30, quarter, whatever it was this morning, 4:15, 4:45, can't remember. Not what you want to see in the morning, Liverpool being tipped up to win. Chrissy, sort it out. Tottenham to lose yesterday, Liverpool to win a day, you are winding me up, son. Right, Liverpool, Man U, first half goal, so if 0-0, 20 minutes, first half goal, and then if it's 0-0 at half-time, go back in again for the 1.5 market. This actually ticks all the boxes. It's a 2.5 game as well if you want to get involved in the 2.5 in the first 10-15 minutes. So it's got the full McGurk, that one. Juventus-Parma, first half goal. So again, 0-0, 20 minutes. Juventus-Parma, drip backing over 0.5 or laying under 0.5 and then going into the 1.5 in that match. So both those games are two big games of the day. Liverpool versus United, Juventus versus Parma. First half goal, 20 minutes on. If they get to 0-0 at half time, go into the 1.5 market. And I do it 45-65. That is it football-wise. Not often I cheer on United, but today I might just... right, where are we horses wise? Horses, got a couple, bear with me. He says, let me just check the prices. Oh, God, do you think I am going to get this sorted? Right, it is 4 o'clock at Air, McGinty's Dream, win and place. 4 o'clock Air, McGinty's Dream, win and place. And 3:20 Thurles, Augusta Gold, small win bet. Augusta Gold, small win bet, 3:20 Thurles. And 3:10 Wolves, Canford Bay, win and place. 3:10 Wolves, Canford Bay, win and place. So 3:10 Wolves, Canford Bay, win and place. 3:20 Thurles, Augusta Gold, small win bet. 4 o'clock Air, McGinty's Dream, win and place. That is it, people. I've got other stuff to crack on before I go away, so I'm going to leave you with it. Have a good day, and I'll be back with you tomorrow morning.